BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Hello, welcome to the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's the last one of the week. It's Thursday. Not that I've been here for most of them, huh? Eh?
True, you've had a very easy ride this week.
I've not been well. I had tropical disease. So this is the Scott Mills Daily. Coming up, people give Chris awards because he's never actually won anything ever in his adult life. Also, do you want our brand new fragrance? You can smell like this show. And where do you think they were? It's a musical one today. The one with the French horn. Please enjoy. It's Scott here. I'm fine. Chris, however, we all need to be nice to today.
I'm all right.
Like a lot of you, because Christmas, he went out last night. Where were you again?
So, you know, I do this podcast with Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
We were doing, I don't want to call it a Christmas special because it sounds naff, but it was basically that at a curry house. Mate, it was so fun. It was so good. Such a good night.
People that listen to the podcast were allowed to go as well.
There were some people there and like loads of Crouch's family and mates and a few guests that we've been talking about on the podcast, but I got in about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Good.
And do you find yourself overthinking things when you're in that situation? Like, I was listening to that last song there and I was thinking, I bet Christmas at Craig David's house is banging. And then I found myself wondering, well, actually, what pop star would do the best Christmas? And then I thought, why am I bothering thinking about all this?
He definitely would, because I've actually been to his house and it was just like a small gathering of people and he'd actually hired in caterers. So he definitely
really?
Has good Christmas.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Why have you reposted one of our work colleagues sexy dancing at the Christmas party on your story?
I've taken that off now.
Right.
Obviously what I've seen, this is how I reason it out, and cheers for bringing this up. I've probably seen one of our colleagues dancing in quite a sexy way.
Yeah. He's loving it, look.
Yeah, and so I thought I'd repost it because it's a mood.
It is a mood. Also, can I please get rid of that white stain on your hoodie? Because if I'm going to have to look at it all show. I've got some more to
You're going to be like this today, then I'm going to go.
I'm only saying it for your... You've got to walk around
it's
with that stain.
It's not what you think it is.
I know, but like, let me get rid of it. I've got some water here. I'll have it dabbed off in seconds.
Scott Mills.
This happened on yesterday's show.
I would be well up for winning any type of award for anyone's business. Like, if anyone could sneak me onto their awards list or anything like that, I would love to win something in my own right. It would be amazing to be able to put something on the Wikipedia that I've won.
Mm. It is that time of year where people have their Christmas parties and often the company has an awards ceremony, and Chris has never won anything in his adult life.
As a child, I won a few things. As an adult, I'd really like to win something, so that's the aim here.
I've been working on it. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Scott.
What can you offer up, please?
So, basically, we've had a look, and we've been seeing, you know, what would be the best suited award for us. Now, everyone in the office, they listen to Radio 1 all day. They love, like, Bangers and Bombardier Wednesdays. So we was just like, what would be the most suited? And we have this award ceremony every single year.
Yeah.
And we thought the most fitting award for Chris would be to, you know, Comedian of the Year. So, yeah, that's what we've got to offer.
Has this been won by anyone in the past, or is it a new category just for Chris?
No, so it has. Last year we had it won by someone in the office called Dan. So yeah, we've now sorted an award. We've actually got it engraved to you guys, and we'd like to get it sent out to you this week.
That's what I'm talking about. Anything with a trophy would be great. Something with an engraving sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So Comedian of the Year 2018.
Yep, and then Chris Stark underneath. Yeah.
Okay. Is it a trophy or certificate?
A trophy and a certificate.
Oh, that's amazing.
Ideal combo. At what point can you declare yourself a comedian? I always wonder this with comedians. Like, at what point have they suddenly gone, I'm funny enough to call myself a comedian? Because, do you know what I mean? It's an odd thing to say about yourself. I always think it with those, you know those TV shows where it says job title in the bottom and it says comedian? I think, but you're not funny.
Are you, especially at this time of year, it's those shows where it's like, funniest Christmas moments of all time.
Yeah.
And then I tell you what gets me, right, while we're at this, okay? It's like, says the name, and then it says presenter.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I've never seen you in anything. Or influencer.
Influence is the worst.
Sure, Jan.
You influence nothing, mate.
Like, you don't. That's
the worst phrase of all time.
Right, it's worse than comedian, calling yourself a comedian. Calling yourself an influencer.
Yeah.
With 5,000 followers, sure.
I can't think of a job title that is worse than someone calling themselves an influencer.
I totally agree. And I know that Greg James thinks this too.
Yeah.
Very strongly.
There'll be people listening right now that are thinking of really dark things that someone could declare themselves out. It's still not as bad as influencer.
There'll be people listening now that have got that on their bio and it's like, right, take it off now.
Yeah. You are the worst.
Right.
I bet you one of our mates is like on their Twitter or something, it says influencer and this is going to bite us.
Like, putting more hashtags on, hun, is not going to get you any more likes.
No.
Listen, thank you so much, Ben.
No worries.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Good afternoon, Abby.
Hello.
So, is your birthday coming up?
Yes, it is.
How old will Abby be?
I'll be 25.
Now, you've decided to get in touch with us because I know that you really want this epic birthday shout-out from loads of Radio 1 DJs and loads of famouses.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, that'd be the best birthday present ever, am I right?
It will, and I plan on bringing it out every single birthday and milking it for at least a month.
Let me ask you, if you could have one celebrity wishing you happy birthday on the epic birthday shout-out, who would it be?
Probably Tom Hardy.
Sure. All right, well, let's see how we go. You never know. You've got to start somewhere, and you've started quite high, but yeah, you've got to start somewhere. I wish I was in a position to say happy birthday to you at the moment, but I'm not. I'm not allowed to until we hear the story of where you were conceived, unfortunately.
Oh, God, okay.
Do you two talk about this kind of stuff much, the sex?
We're quite open with each other, but it is still just a bit gross, really.
Still weird. Yeah, I don't care whatever anyone says. It's still weird. It's still slightly uncomfortable.
But you're one of those girls that will, like, you know, talk to your mum in detail about, like, boys and that, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's a listener, okay.
Not much my mum doesn't know.
Oh, that's good. That would make this maybe a bit less awkward, then.
Well, no, this is good. Your mum listens, and today she shall talk.
Oh, yeah.
What's your mum's name?
Tracy.
I think we can speak to Tracy. Yes, we can. We can speak to Tracy now. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. I said Tracy a lot then. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. It's wonderful to speak to you.
You too. And I'm excited to hear the story of where Abby was made.
Yes, it's an unusual one.
Great. Even better.
Okay. So we've had some parents that have done it on a pink rug by a fire. We've had a bridge. We've had a couple of cars.
We've had a boat.
We've had a boat. Can you top that, do you think?
Oh, I can top all of those put together.
Right.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
Scott Mills.
Abby is about to find out where she was conceived and where do you think they were. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I literally just feel like I'm cringing inside already.
Yeah, bear with.
Okay.
Can we have the sexy music?
Okay, this really sets the mood. Tracy.
Yes?
Do you want to start from the top?
I start from the top. Okay. Before Abby was made, I was working as a professional musician. And I was gigging and I was working, playing in an orchestra, accompanying a show which was travelling around.
Oh, wow. So you're in a show as a proper musician.
If you imagine people on the stage in costumes, acting and dancing, and then underneath the stage, you've got live musicians.
Yes, I've seen this happen.
That's how I earned my money.
And what instrument did you play?
I played the French horn in the at the time. Yes, and Abby's birth father was a musician as well. He wasn't in the show, but he worked for the Royal Marines in the band service. And yes.
Okay, and he respected you on a musical level. He respected how you played the French horn.
We met in a band.
Did you? So where you perform in a show, you're generally heard but not seen, aren't you? You're sort of generally below the audience level there.
Yes, well below the audience level and heard very loudly but not seen. I was actually sat right at the back. The brass section tend to sit right at the back of the orchestra pit.
There you are, right at the back there.
Now, yeah, it must be tricky doing that. How many times were you performing? Was it every evening or...?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings, and a Thursday and a Saturday matinee.
See, that is a lot of blowing.
Yeah. Do your lips not get tired?
My lips don't get tired, and I've got a lot of puff. I've got a good set of lungs.
Good to know. Abby, are you okay?
No.
Abby, are you okay? Are you okay?
Are you okay, Abby? So, Tracy, you're in the orchestra. You're performing in the pit there.
Yes, I was playing as part of the orchestra and we had performed in the matinee on the Saturday, and my husband, who was in the Royal Marines Band, he was going away on a tour of duty, and so he came to meet me after the matinee. The only time we were going to see each other for a while, because he was going away, was that afternoon. And he said, did I want to go and get something to eat or whatever? So I said, well, whatever, because I wasn't going to see him for a while. Sure. We went to go to the dressing room, but there were lots of people there. So we went back to the orchestra pit. I had about an hour and a half between the matinee and to get ready for the evening performance, and he was going to be going away and I wouldn't have seen him.
And let's be honest, hour and a half's enough for all of us.
And to get a bite to eat, yes.
So hang on, so the pit was completely empty, the conductor was nowhere to be seen. There would have been instruments sort of just lying around, right? Were you tempted?
We were very near the timpani.
Were you... You weren't just tempted to introduce a trumpet to proceedings?
It's just so easy to... Oh, ow! So easy to lean up against them, isn't it?
So, I mean, one wrong move
one wrong move and a piece of scenery could have fallen over.
Exactly. So you're really near the drum kits, yeah?
Yes, the brass section in an orchestra is just in front of the percussion.
I think if I was the dad, I would have stood up and got to the drums and been like, I'm done.
It's more a comedy drum, that, though, isn't it? Are you saying that there could have been a flourish at the end just to sort of announce?
Olé.
Now, that is a good piece of music. I wouldn't mind a fanfare like that. That would be good.
Yeah. If only there were other people there to play it for you on the night.
Yes, I think I'd rather a fanfare than a flourish on the drum.
Understand.
Do you know what? Whenever, Abby, you hear anyone blowing a French horn, think of your mother.
Okay?
Oh, I will.
Abby, how are you feeling?
Oh, really embarrassed.
No, yeah. But I think it's a very classy place to be made.
Yeah, it is. I should have, like, free tickets for life, technically. But...
Yeah, but we've had people in cars, and that's just a bit tacky, you know?
It's definitely the classiest we've had.
It is.
Not so.
It's the poshest one. Okay, Abby, wait right there. Your birthday shower is coming. One! Scott Mills. Abby.
Hello.
How are you feeling after your mum has just been on and told us that you're made in an orchestra pit?
Just really embarrassed. I can't stop laughing.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. It's the most natural thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
Okay, now comes the good bit. Are you ready for your epic birthday shout-out?
I am indeed.
Enjoy. Remember, I put classical music on just to remind you of your mum. They're doing it now.
Hi, Abby. It's Grimmy here from BBC Radio 1. I just heard your great news about how you were made. Cool, isn't it? Nice musical baby you were there, Abby. I've actually got a recording from that very special afternoon. There you go, Abby. Happy birthday.
Abby, it's Stacey Dooley. You have been such a good sport. I'm so sorry you had to hear those details. Happy birthday, darling. Bye.
Hey, Abby, it's Jordan North here, the Radio 1 supply teacher. I need to stop saying that. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great day today. Well, that was eventful, weren't it? Hearing about how you was conceived in an orchestra pit. I mean, classy, though. Beats Burnley Bus Station, Stand 52. So, yeah, happy birthday. You went through it, and here's your big birthday shout-out to you.
Abby, you happy now?
I am so happy. Thank you so much.
Sorry I couldn't get Tom Hardy.
That's all right, no worries.
You'll be playing this at your birthday in years to come, won't you?
Yeah, I'll probably play it every day for the rest of my life.
Get your phone out and just wheel it out every year. It's like, oh, by the way, here's some famous people.
I will, yeah. Every birthday party, every occasion, I will just get it out.
Thanks very much. An orchestra-based version of Where Do You Think They Were? Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Scott Mills. Chris, is there anything I can do to make you feel a bit better than you feel right now?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
You're not okay?
I'm fine.
Your hood's up and you're staring into space.
Am I?
Like, I literally tried to get your attention there for about, like, a minute and you were like...
Oh, sorry, mate.
No, it's fine.
It's just feeling a bit ropey today. I'll up the game.
Look, it's that time of year. like, you can use this as an excuse for everything. It's Christmas. Lots of people will be feeling the same way today. And normally, let's be honest, most years, it's me.
Yeah, exactly. It's normally you.
Right. And I am bouncing around the place today. I just want you to be okay. Yeah, anything I can do, hot drink.
Do you know what? I love people like you, because too many people, when you're feeling like this, want to do you down.
I've just been there.
And like bosses and stuff like that. And this place actually lets you really embrace being slightly hungover. BBC
Radio 1. Hooray for Radio 1. Hey, listen, I am really on the lookout for some people to get involved in Where Do You Think They Were in the new year. So if you've got a January birthday, January birthdays must be annoying, a bit like Christmas ones, because everyone just lumps them in with Christmas and New Year. That's just like, not okay.
And also, no one's really in a good mood because they're always giving up stuff in January, aren't they?
Yeah. So I think if you've got an early January birthday, maybe like first or second week of January, you deserve an epic birthday shout out from some of your favourite stars. The way to do that is to take part in Where Do You Think They Were. Earlier, Abby, our listener, found out that she was made in an orchestra pit in a theatre, very musical baby. And we've had all sorts. And doesn't part of you want to know? Isn't there like a tiny bit of curiosity there? Was I made in a car, a boat, a plane, a train, you know? Joe Sugg told me earlier he thinks that he was made on a piano. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, nice.
We definitely need to do a celebrity one at some point. But get in touch. If you've got a birthday, I promise you I'll make it worth your while. I just need you and one of your parents. Email me with your number, and if you think your parents will be up for it, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's just a little bit of awkwardness for an epic birthday shout-out that you can, like, just play around and share with your mates.
And also, we'll massively respect you for that, because, all right, it might not seem the easiest thing to come on and do on the face of it, but do your bit for the show.
If you love our show, do this for us. You've heard it. You've heard Where Do You Think They Were many a time. If you like our show, now get in touch. Bite the bullet and get involved. Mm. Especially if you've got a January birthday. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Danny Dyer and Danny Dyer for Who Do You Think They Were would be amazing.
It would be great.
I think you're right, whoever sent that in. You do speak for the whole nation that we do want that. So we're getting some people messaging for Where Do You Think They Were, but... like, I need the person. Thomas has been on saying, my fabulous girlfriend deserves an epic birthday shout out. It's her birthday early Jan. No one ever wants to kind of drink because they're saving themselves. Yeah, but I need your girlfriend to get in touch because, I mean, it's all very well going, yeah, you do it, but I need Jess's permission.
Yeah, we need some volunteers here. Do your bit for the show, people.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Shall we go retro and open another door of the WhoVent calendar?
Genuinely, I look forward to this moment.
So do I. I look forward to it more than my actual chocolate one.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
Here we go.
Ho, ho, ho! The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Unlucky for some, number 13.
B-N-B-N.
Bien, bien.
Scott Mills.
Jason's been on saying my birthday is January the 1st, but I definitely don't want to hear the story about how it was made. Oh, come on, Jason. You love the show. You love the feature. Do it for us. Come on, Jason. Send an email with your number, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Yeah, Donna's been on, and also Thomas, saying, I'm also 1st of January, and it's the worst birthday ever, as everyone is kind of either written off or away, so I never get a birthday celebration. Think you could help? Let me know what info you need. Well, Tom, we just need your number, which I already have, and then you'll just have to find out where you were made on Where Do You Think They Were.
What's the crack with all the Christmas traditions? We haven't done any yet.
Well, I've been away, haven't I? But where are we at now? 13th of December.
So I've seen Dialer Carols open from today. So we should be giving them a call, really. Oh, don't look at me like that.
Seriously? Again?
Yeah, again. And again, and again, and every year we're on.
Isn't it weird that I used to be, like, so into calling Dialer Carol every year, and now I'm just, like, so over it because we've been doing it for too long?
Done it in every style as well, haven't we?
I don't know where else to go
with it. There's no way to jazz it up.
Right. So if you've not heard it, and you probably have because it's been on for years, there's a university in America and you ring them up and they just sing you carols down the phone. It's students singing you carols and you can request anything.
We should just play last year's one. Maybe that's what we should do with the Christmas traditions.
Or just play one from like 7 years ago. No one will know.
Yeah.
It'll be like Chappers on it, but yeah.
Yeah, and wrap yourself in paper. We need to do all of that. And
Magnus Carlsen. Yep. We haven't even played that, have we?
And the presents for the mums. We've got to do that. It'll all be on.
Do you know, I actually did think about it the other day and I found an excellent present for your mum this year.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I have. We'll do that. We'll do that like Christmas Eve, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Thoughts on playing Magnus Carlsen today, everyone?
It's not a week and a day, though.
Doesn't matter.
Christmas.
That doesn't matter. We've played it before and it's not a week and a day. Let us know. 8-1-1-0.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Are you in the lovely Cotswolds?
I am. I'm just outside of Cirencester at the moment, making my way into Cirencester.
Okay, what's happening in Cirencester?
I'm a coach driver, so I'm going to go do the school run.
Okay, cool. That must be fun, actually.
Yeah, I have a really good bunch of kids, actually, so it's not bad.
Yeah, where do you stand on the rules, then? Are you for a sing-song, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And you have Radio 1 on in your coach all day, do you?
Every day, yeah.
We're your friends.
Do you let everyone bundle onto the back? We used to do this, see how many people we could just get right onto the back of the bus. It became a challenge, and the person who was driving the bus, it was always when we were going swimming, the person driving the bus would always really hate on us for it.
I can't say any of mine bundle onto the bus. At the moment, I'm just driving a little one. It's a little 19-seater.
And also, cool.
They don't tend to bundle on.
No, it's the Cotswolds.
They're not allowed to anyway.
It's not Watford.
Yeah, fair.
Here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Oh, no, I played the wrong thing. Here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Who do you normally pick, by the way?
Well, lately Chris.
Yeah, that's okay.
It used to be you.
Well, what have I done so wrong?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know each other, Sam. You're just a neutral person on this front, though, aren't you? There's no collusion.
I am.
This is my one. Destination Calabria by Alex Gaudino.
Good horn on this one, actually, Scott.
Excellent horn. You know this one, Sam?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so that's my choice. You can have that.
Or you can have my choice today, which is this. What a song. This is The Strokes, Last Night.
Okay, Sam, what are we saying?
I'm afraid it's going to be Chris.
Oh!
Nice
it
one, Sam.
It has to be. It's a tune.
The internet is full of weird and wonderful stuff.
I like the bass.
Almost too much of it.
Radio 1's Wikipedia.
One! If you've ever ended up down an internet black hole of cats playing nose flutes while standing up using the toilet and speaking ancient and long-lost languages, then this is the podcast for you.
I promise I'll get it, all right?
I'm Matt Edmondson, and along with some fellow internet explorers...
How big is a blowhole? Is another great question.
We're delving into the hidden depths of the web.
After an hour, you're like, wow, I'm still scrolling.
Yeah.
Clickopedia.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
I genuinely do not know what I can do to pull this back. I actually don't.
Yeah, even when you cheat, it doesn't work.
How did I cheat?
Well, a while ago when you spoke to the person before. They still didn't pick you.
Oh, they didn't. That was awful. That was real foul play, that. Callum the Chuck is upset. Chris in Northumberland says, that's ridiculous. Silly decision. Simon in Brinkworth saying, Sam got that wrong. I don't know what else to do. Brad in Scunthorpe is speechless.
Scott Mills.
Why is no one with me on wanting to play Magnus Carlsen? I've asked the team about 15 times now, and they're like, yeah, sure. All right, play Eminem. Well, hang on a second. What about Magnus? Yeah, play the 1975.
Do you know why? Because you've been a bit thirsty for it.
I am thirsty for it.
What's happening is you keep saying to us, and you keep making out people have texted in that
they
haven't texted in.
Yes, they have.
Oh, we're getting hundreds of texts about playing Magnus Carlsen. It's like, we're not.
You know the track, Wrap Myself in Paper? I play it every year. Okay, I can't see any at the moment, but there are they were there. They're still texting about bangers. That's why we've lost them.
Yeah, it just comes across a tad desperate.
Hang on, Cammy from Hamilton. It's not Christmas till I hear Magnus. I found some. Paul, wrapping awkward presents needs a boost in Chester. That's two.
That's two.
And me makes three.
Scott Mills.
I'm really enjoying today at work. It's really fun just to watch you lot.
What's fun?
I don't know. It's just like weird being in... It's just weird seeing people in a position that is so normally me. One. All right, the Christmas music is on. It's Christmas in a week and 5 days. So why would you not play Wrap Myself in Paper?
What, yeah, I agree.
Right, you don't today because you're in a mood.
No, I'm all for the Christmas traditions on the show. We should play it. I'm just saying maybe it's one of those that we do a week and a day, like the song lyrics.
Yeah.
So it matches.
But we don't just play it once every year, as you know. Yeah. It's on a few times.
All right.
Lorna?
Hello.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I think that you should play Magnus Carlsen. I think it would sort Chris right out in his mood today.
You know as well, like, I don't understand it, because it's a banging song. You just don't hear it anywhere else, do you, Lorna?
No, that's it. It's exclusive.
I just don't know. I can't work out why that is, why no one else would play it, because it's an absolute banger.
It is a good song. Also, it's one of those that I like to imagine that he gets a little notification when it's on Radio 1. Do you know what I mean? It's a little Christmas present, because no one else plays it.
No one.
And so a little check pops through the door.
There must be a reason for that. Anyway, off of Sweden, Magnus Carlsen. Lorna, are you sure?
Yeah, do it.
Not too early?
Never too early.
Christmas on BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Natasha, who says, I work in a shop, so I'm so bored of Christmas music. It's the same songs all the time. I think of that at this time of year. People in retail deserve, like, medals, because not only have they got to put up with really rude people, they've got to hear those same songs going round and round and round. However, she just turned Wrap Myself in Paper up because, and I don't understand this, that's one that never gets played in her shop. It's never on, so it's quite nice to hear. Yeah, it's quite nice to hear one that's not like Wham or Slade or Wizard or Shakin' Stevens or whatever.
Scott Mills.
I'm just trying to get one of you to be able to smell like this show in time for Christmas. Trying to create our own fragrance. Everyone's got one. Why can't we have one? But we were met with a very angry Claude from The Apprentice on yesterday's show.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm keen to talk about the perfume either, but, let's go with it.
It's going to be great. Well, now that you're going into business with us, potentially, what? Let's start with you. What do you smell like?
Well, I smell very fragrant, but, I mean, you'll have to take my word for it, because we're not going to get that close.
No.
No?
Okay. Oh. But I imagine that you smell rich, Claude.
It's for others to say.
Okay.
I want to run a few names past you, Claude, for the perfume.
Yeah.
So let me start you with this one. We were going to start with Pulling. And this was because, obviously, it would be great if people were using this scent and obviously going out and getting some.
Dear, oh dear, you are struggling, aren't you?
Okay, right.
Mm.
Are these all your ideas, Chris, or does Scott have an input? Is he basically the junior partner? How does this work?
No, absolutely not, Claude. He's just scared to talk.
I am, actually. I would like to call it L'eau de LOL.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Because it sounds French, but it also maintains an element of fun, which this show also has. LOL.
Yeah.
One of the scents we nearly went for was fresh tennis balls. And at first, we thought, well, wouldn't it be great to get Lord Sugar involved? Because obviously, you know, rich. And we thought that he could come in, obviously sniff the balls, and then he'd be sold on the idea. But he rejected it. Mm. But we're really lucky that we've got you today.
We are, but I'm feeling that there's zero love for this. I can hear you sighing really quite loudly, Claude.
Yeah. Well, the point is that both Alan Sugar and I are very keen tennis players, so...
Well, we could call it Claude's Balls.
Yeah.
And it could just be a lovely, fresh...
Yeah, that's very generous of you. Very, very generous. That's really decent of you to even consider that.
Any other parting words of advice on our journey to release a perfume?
I think you've got a long way to go. I think really you're probably best suited to just being radio presenters. Good luck with it all, but I'm afraid I won't be investing.
Isn't that from Dragon's Den?
Yeah, don't nick someone else's catchphrase,
mate.
We've
got the wrong idea.
I'm out.
He doesn't like us. I mean, I think he hates us, but he's wrong. I mean, I know he's Claude and he's normally right, but he's wrong. I've got some news on the perfume in it, Claude. I hope you're listening because, yeah. Now, you said we said it's not going to work. Well, I've got some news.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Helen.
Hello again, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Now, we spoke to you before. You're the person that can make this a reality for us, aren't you?
I've already made it a reality. It is ready to go.
You've got our fragrance.
I've got it. We've spent the last couple of weeks refining it, readjusting it, and it's now complete based on everything that we've discussed.
Would you wear it, Helen?
I definitely would. I think it's perfect. Unisex fragrance, actually. Good for a guy or a girl.
Will it help people pull?
Do you know what? It's got a little bit of musk in this one, and musk is perfect for that pulling power, so I think yes, it will.
I'll show you that before now.
Is that the key? Is it musky? A nice musky scent.
And, okay, what does it smell of?
Well, it hits our brief, actually. It's got a little hint of tuberose in there, which is, I interpret as that slightly rubbery note to go along with the tennis balls that we were discussing.
Yeah.
It's got base notes of sandalwood and cedarwood, which definitely hits our old books, paper kind of smell that we were going for.
I've always wanted to smell of old books. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is even better than old books. It's got a hint of bergamot, and we've got some neroli and mandarin in the top notes. That Spanish supermarket, all those lovely citrusy fruits and things like that.
Is it vegan, though?
Is it vegan? It's vegan friendly.
Is
absolutely.
It?
Of course.
Right. We were talking about this on the show. It's vegan everything now. Vegan candles.
You can't really get meaty candles, can you? Is beef candle a rude thing to say? It sounds like it is.
I don't say it because it probably is.
It would definitely be on the Urban Dictionary, beef candle, won't it?
Beef candle.
Can you see?
Well, no, there is such a thing.
Is there?
Yeah.
Can you read the description or not allowed?
Right, it's a candle made of 100% beef fat.
I'm not in the mood for hearing this today, to be honest.
You're not feeling the best, no?
The idea of a beef candle is making me want to be sick. I'm not just saying it. I feel slightly nauseous. Like, the idea of, a beef candle.
Right, Helen, what's the next step with our fragrance then? Because I want to get it out. I want to get out to one lucky listener.
Absolutely. We are so excited for this. Well, Francois the Nose, as you have met already, will be coming in on Monday with me to bring in the finished fragrance. Have you guys come up with a name or anything yet? I know you're speaking to Claude.
Claude hates us.
I got that feeling.
Yeah, did you hear it? Yeah, yeah.
I heard it, yes. I wasn't feeling the love.
I either like Loda Lol or Love You by Scott. Love You by Scott, see? By Scott.
Okay, I like it.
So I'm saying love you by, which I say to people, but it can also be by, by, so it's by me.
And so a double meaning there.
Isn't it, Helen?
It's very clever. You know, the name is so important. You've got to get it right. I like that. It's got a double meaning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, good one.
All right.
Okay.
That's not the name we're going for, is it?
Why not?
Love You By Scott. No, it's dreadful.
What are you coming up with then?
Loda Lol.
Loda Lol. Okay.
Loda Lol's better.
I like Scott.
You like Love You By Scott?
I do. That's
the best. We've been talking about this for 2 months and that's the best that we've got, is it?
I'll tell you what, you can hear some of the names beef candle.
Scott's beef candle.
Scott, let's go with Scott's beef candle, please.
It's not got that syllable sound to it.
Okay. Listen, when are we going to get to try this?
We're going to come in on Monday, me and Francois.
Wait, Francois the Nose is coming as well?
Francois the Nose is coming as well.
I can't wait to see Francois the Nose again.
Yeah, I hope he hasn't got a cold this time. Can we make sure he gets on the Vicks rub or whatever it is?
Get some more battle.
Clear those nostrils for us.
Yeah.
Nice and clean.
All right, Helen, I'll see you in the Nose on Monday, all right?
Look forward to it.
Scott Mills.
There's a restaurant in London Bridge in London where beef candle is their signature dish. Apparently it's delicious.
What a dish.
I want to try. Kyle in Sheffield's been on saying, I need this perfume. Where can I get it? One lucky listener is going to get a chance to smell like this show. The fragrance is being brought in by Helen and Francois the Nose on Monday.
Can't wait.
Jamie is really stuck for ideas, he says, for his girlfriend for Christmas. He thinks this would be ideal. Is it unisex? Yes, it is. If you want to be the listener that gets this, just send us a reason why you want to be the lucky listener selected to get this fragrance on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Is this Hannah?
Yeah, this is.
What's going on, Hannah?
I just wanted to bring to your attention, just in case you didn't already know, that you are officially Take a Break Crossword famous.
Take a Break Crossword famous?
Yeah, your picture is a crossword clue in Take a Break's crossword collection this month.
Oh, that is great.
Wow. So for the crossword, is the clue that you've got to name him?
Yeah, you've got to name him. Yeah, it's a picture of him and you've got to name him, yeah.
So you're looking for Moonface on
the
crossword?
Yeah, pretty much. It's quite funny because some of the words that come off of his name are like rat and smell. I just wanted to let you know that that's how they're using your name.
Do you know one of my faves, and I read it quite a lot on holiday, I'm obsessed with those kind of magazines, That's Life.
Yeah, that's a good one. Just if you want to switch off.
Just the headlines, like, my lover was my long-lost son, That's Life. That's not life, though, is it?
It's not. For some people, obviously.
Yeah, people's lives.
Yeah, but where are these people? Because, I mean, the stories, I'm not saying that they're made up, but they just seem unbelievable.
They're a bit wild.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's the ones in relationship with ghosts, those sorts of people.
Hubby slept with sales girl while Christmas shopping, That's life. It's not life.
Not my life, anyway. No.
All right, well, thanks for giving everyone the answer to the crossword.
Yeah, no, you know, I like to help out people, you know.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills. We are back on Monday at 1 p.m. If you like this podcast, subscribe, give us a review and
tell your friends.
Thank you. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.